Ashley Lang.
7:42. We're looking at 63 degrees. Good morning to you if you're accessing this wonderful radio program on television. That's right. You can watch this radio program on television courtesy of CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your social media channels. Simply search for WRHI and or CN2. And good morning to those who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, and of course on WRHI.com. Sorry.
No, you're good.
It's a lot. Process mentally in my brain. I'm just so excited for the Italian Festival. It is back. It's the 27th annual St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. It gets underway tomorrow, Thursday, May the 16th through the 18th. We have in the studio Mike Mortosha. Mike, it's great to see you, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Lucas. Hi, Ashley.
Hey,
how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Great to see
welcome.
An old friend. Now, you know your way around an event, a big event. Mm-hmm. And we're now at our 27th annual Italian Festival.
Yes.
That's a lot of cooking.
It's a lot of cooking.
Not a cannolis.
Yes, it is. We get more every year.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's say someone is brand new to our area and they have no idea what to expect at the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. Walk them through the next couple of days.
Yeah. So we start with dinner tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. We're open till 8 or 9, right? The last one in, we'll get the meatballs and sausages in your hands, right? We're open on Friday as well, right? From lunchtime, 11:30 a.m. all the way through 9 p.m. Friday night. And then Saturday, it's a full day of fun from around 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Saturday evening. So it is rain or shine, by the way. Just want to make sure everybody understands out there. If there's going to be some showers here or there, come on out. We have stuff indoors as well. And that's, of course, where all the food's at. Thanks for asking about some of the features, right? So, you know, the festival has grown over the years, but we still have a lot of the mainstays. So the homemade sausages, the homemade meatballs, each around 4,000 or 5,000. So there's plenty, right, of each of those.
Wow.
Hand-rolled, handmade. We also have eggplant, also handmade, as well as ziti, lasagna, and obviously lots and lots of desserts, also handmade. Homemade as well. We also have the cannoli run, which starts Saturday morning at 9 a.m., so it's still time to sign up for that. I will also point out some of the other highlights. We have wine and beer tastings, as well as wine and beer served throughout the 3 days of the festival. We have a family kids fun zone, so we'll bring the kids out as well. We've got a live entertainment music stage all 3 days. We have music throughout the campus. We have 60-plus artisans and vendors out there again this year, sold that out. We also have a lot of other games and prizes going on throughout the event. And I will also point everybody to the silent auction that we have going on for 3 days, which wraps up on Saturday evening, and the live auction, which you guys and WRHI are very, very big a part of our live auction, right? Alan will be out there with some great, great auction items that you don't want to miss the opportunity to bid on those Saturday evening.
You'll be in good hands with him.
So. Oh, yes, for sure. I'm on your website now. So St. Philip Neri, known as the Apostle of Joy, set an example, and that's what you all have been doing for the last 27 years.
Absolutely. So we've been setting the precedent for what's become the largest Italian festival in the upstate,
wow,
in the Charlotte area. But more importantly than that, you're correct, Lucas. The stewardship, the discipleship that we offer in the community has gone beyond the Catholic doors, right, of the church. We are involved in dozens and dozens of different entities and organizations throughout the area. And this festival gives us an opportunity to share even more of what we offer, and not just with the food and the wine and the beer and the entertainment and the kids' fun zone, but also it's an opportunity for us to bring people to our campus that haven't been there before and learn a little bit about what we do as a faith-based community organization in Fort Mill. You know, we have members and parishioners now that we're averaging dozens of new families every month. We've become the largest Catholic church in the area with a lot of other sort of tentacles coming off the side of what we do through the church, right? But we offer the opportunity for people to come to the festival, see what we're about. You can also learn a little bit about our church when you're there too, right? But it's so much on the backside, right, that the festival is still the forefront of what we do. It's an opportunity for everybody to come out for a little food, a little bit of music, dancing if you'd like as well. But I'd say probably most importantly, it's an opportunity to come out. You'll probably see lots of your friends and neighbors there, right, that have been at the festival before. Because it is rain or shine, it's an opportunity for people to come out at their convenience, whenever they like, whenever you get some time over the next 3 days.
And I mean, with this being the 27th annual and so many new people moving to the Fort Mill area and York County, really, how have you seen the festival change? Like, how many people attend and how many people came to the first, you know, like, what does it look like now compared to then?
Yeah, you know, 27 years ago, I'm gonna call it a few hundred people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's grown to over 10,000 now.
Wow.
Attendees, right? And we stopped keeping track typically at that point, right? So
keeping track of pans of lasagna.
Right. You know, and we do run out of some things, right? So we typically run out of meatballs around, yeah, let's call it 5 or 5:30 on Saturday. We typically run out of sausages as we get towards closure on Saturday night, right? But we have lots of ziti and lasagna also made by parishioners, right? We have that's offered as part of our dinner and our lunch options. We serve throughout the day on Saturday, so it doesn't necessarily stop at noon or one on Saturday. We're there all day, but again, Friday evening is a big evening for us too.
It's great.
Speaking with Mike Martosha, he is representing the 27th annual St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. That's right, 27 years of providing us lots of joy. Our waistline might not like it, but it's okay. A little bit.
They have a cannoli run.
Yeah,
we do, right? So if you eat Thanks. Too much Friday night, come out and run Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with us.
Way to put it in perspective, Ashley. Thank you so much.
And then you probably eat cannolis.
Do they still eat cannolis during the cannoli run?
Yeah, so you enter the cannoli run, you're going to get some cannolis afterwards, right?
Right.
As well as, you know, keeping track of your time. You know, that's important too. It's not really it's competitive for some people, but it can be a fun run too, right? For you and your family. Mm-hmm. Come on out.
Now, one year they did it. I ran in it and we ate a cannoli halfway through. At the turnaround area, you would eat the cannoli halfway through and then just finish the rest of the race after that.
Absolutely.
It's great.
It'll be
and a lot of people
off.
Stay right afterwards for the festival because it starts around
exactly
that time, right?
All right, let's walk through, Mike, the location, parking, and whether folks need to bring cash or if you accept cards.
Great point. So first of all, from a parking perspective, we got plenty of it. We have the city headquarters building. The city, the credit card company, they're next to us and they allow us to use their entire parking lot for the festival. We have lots of parking at the church as well. We have a huge campus that we just expanded a few years ago. So plenty of parking. Obviously it's free. From a cashless perspective, you want to bring cash, that works. But if you got a credit card, that works as well. So you can buy tickets with cash or credit card. You can buy those in advance if you go to SPNItalianFestival.com. So again, SPNItalianFestival.com. Go there, check out the program, scan the QR code. You can actually buy your tickets ahead of time. If you choose to buy them when you get there, that's cool too. We have 3 or 4 ticket stands where you can buy tickets. And each one of the food items carries a certain value. So some things are $2 or $3, some things are $6 or $7, right? Depending on the item. From a program perspective, on the website, we also have a Facebook page as well for the Italian Festival. So St. Philip Neri Italian Festival on Facebook.
Well, Mike, congratulations again to you and all the other ones over there that are behind the scenes making this a reality for 27 years. It is very well known. And of course, we here at OTS Media and CN2 are proud supporters and we just enjoy it so much. It is a lot of fun. Go out there and get swing by and just sample what they have out there. You're not going to be disappointed. We've been out there ourselves off the clock and have really enjoyed it. So kudos to you all for putting together a fun event for the community. Thank you.
Absolutely.
As always.
Thank you guys for having me in.
Thank you.
All right. Again, don't forget the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival, May the 16th through the 18th.